Well, the mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Welcome to all our listeners. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And if you know me, I'm digging for entrepreneurs everywhere. So where are we today? We are doing a special show at Maggiano's Little Italy, downtown Boston, for BGU American. That's American Ben-Gurion University. And we are talking to little entrepreneurs in Little Italy restaurant from Israel. And we're going to talk today to Meital Benar and Asaf Vital. And we're going to talk about Trojan mosquito projects. You've got me terrorized already. So tell me a little bit about yourselves. Welcome. And the Trojan mosquito project.
You should begin.
Okay, so I'm Meital.
Hi.
We are both undergrad students. We just finished our degree in biology.
Right.
At Ben-Gurion University.
Right.
I was the team leader for the project.
Right.
And we've worked on it for a whole year. There's a lot of work done and a lot of results.
How did it start? Did you have a mission to start with? Did you have an idea that you wanted to work on?
So,
or did you, like you said, you like, did you like apply to the program and say, I want to work on mosquito projects? How did you get to that point?
So this project is part of a competition called iGEM.
Yeah.
It's in synthetic biology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a course in our university. So we had to brainstorm ideas in order to compete in the competition. So one of the team members, the previous team members, wanted to do something about to deal with the mosquito problem. Because
mm-hmm.
we all know that mosquitoes transfer diseases, and there's an effort to deal with that.
Yeah, so it started by brainstorming about the type of diseases that mosquitoes carry. And then the project evolved a few times, but at the end, we consulted with mosquito experts at the university, such as Dr. Ido Tsurim from Ahva College, and we got the idea about using the female mosquito as a vector in order to exterminate them in a way, or exterminate the ones that cause the diseases.
So use one of their own to eliminate the bad
them.
Ones.
And yes. They're going to be our Trojan mosquitoes.
It's like police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a police mosquito.
Yeah.
Sorry for being so simplistic.
Yeah.
But is that correct?
In somehow, yeah.
Let me run it down for you.
Okay.
We're going to take a known toxin to biological pest control.
Yeah.
And incorporate it into a bacteria that is natural to the mosquito. It will
right.
naturally integrate into its own gut microbiome. And just a natural bacteria, natural flora of the midgut of the mosquito. And it will be transferred to the offspring, to the next generation. And when those hatch, they will die from the toxin. So we don't have a next generation of mosquitoes that carry diseases that are very harmful to humans. And this past summer, there was an article by The New Yorker that stated over the entire history of humans, 52 billion have died from mosquito-borne diseases. So for us, that was one of the major things that we wanted to tackle, because this is so close to us as humans, and the efforts that are being done today weren't enough in our eyes. So we thought, how are we going to do better? Are we just going to spread this toxin like it's being used today? Or are we going to do better and try to use one of their own, the Trojan mosquito, in order to do so?
Did you, I'm very naive about science, so I watch movies sometimes about science discoveries. Did you have an aha moment where you sort of knew we got it, we're onto it?
I think yes. I think when we saw the fluorescence, right?
In biology, one of the biggest things is when you get a good photo looking at the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we use is the GFP marker. It's a green fluorescent coloring. So when you look under a microscope and you see whatever you thought or wanted to see, so you feel...
Wow.
It works.
When you see, we use a green fluorescent marker on our bacteria to see that they transfer from feeding the mosquitoes these bacteria. Do they transfer all the way to the eggs? And we saw a green, like we actually saw the marker. So that's the point where you know that it's working, or when you see the readings that you're getting. That was the aha moment, like we can actually do this, it will work.
So you've now come across something that can make a dramatic effect in the world.
Mm-hmm.
and it's quite a responsibility.
It is.
So what do you want to do with this, and do you know what you and how you're going to go about this? Do you know what your next steps are?
So one of the team members, Hadar, she's continuing her master's in this. And the first thing is to be responsible. And if we're planning to use a genetically modified bacteria, the first thing we need to do is to be able to control it. And that was one of the major aspects, I think, that we also learned from the competition, is to be responsible when it comes to innovative science and innovative ideas, such as what we proved in our project. So that's the first thing she's continuing on, to be able to control the bacteria, to release the toxin when we want it, and to die when we want it to die. So in order to not affect any other species and only tackle the mosquitoes.
So who would be ultimately, and I have a few questions, purchasing this process or product that you have?
We hope the local authorities had a very high interest in our project because they can't treat mosquitoes nowadays. So they're the first one who are waiting for us to try and do our field experiments in our city.
Yeah. And I think pretty much anywhere in the world that have problems with pest control, with biological pest control, mostly third world countries, where
so governments would buy it.
Yeah,
I think ultimately the goal is to use this anywhere that the death rates are so high from mosquito-borne diseases, where the treatment to treat the disease,
like Africa,
yeah, it's so much more expensive or so much more difficult than just using the pest control for the actual mosquito.
So I always find this interesting. Did you pick each other, or were you put together?
We were picked, I think.
Yeah, or a group of friends, actually.
This group progressed throughout the year.
Right.
It started by our mentors. Our PIs are the ones that choose, ultimately, who will be in the team.
So there was matchmaking.
Yes, yeah. But there was a lot of friends telling friends, listen, this is an idea that has so much potential. Come work on it. Like Asaf over here is the one that brought me.
Do you fight?
Don't we all?
Oh, you're a diplomat. That's very good. But yeah. And so, you know, I asked that because I'm going to go back to another question, and that is, have you both been through the IDF already?
Yes.
And explain for my naive American listeners and Canadian listeners, how did the IDF training make it easier for the two of you to work together to achieve goals?
I think, well, for me, I grew up in the States, so
right.
Coming to Israel was already a shock. I mean,
right.
I'm Israeli, I was born there, but I grew up in the States. But I think for me, the IDF taught me a lot about group work, in the sense that you're not always going to like or be like have similar ideas or thoughts as your peers, and you still have to work together towards a common goal or the ultimate goal. So here in our aspect is our project, in order to get results and get our product done. So it's to put your own feelings aside and to just work together and get through it and be respectful of the other person, because they are also an educated person. They're both studying and they're in your field. So I think that, yeah.
And it helps you to manage through conflicts easier, because the conflicts are more work-related?
Again,
a lot of entrepreneurs fight with each other, and a lot of their organizations break down in the process of trying to work together.
True.
But the Israeli entrepreneurial model has been more successful in terms of working as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm asking you those questions.
Okay. No, totally understandable.
Yeah.
No, so let's pretend, before you go, my last question, let's pretend it's 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and you're back in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. And you're meeting with me because you want to tell me what's happened with the Trojan Mosquito Project. What is it going to look like in 3 years? Where are we?
You should
think. I haven't even thought about that
yet.
You have.
I think that all the research would be done by 2 years is a long time for biology. I mean, if looking at what we've accomplished in a year, I'm thinking what we could do in 3 years is so much more impact to the world. I would hope to see a finalized product, as we would call it, of better mosquito pest control. Like, have the engineered bacteria with the toxin, have the release of male mosquitoes, have pilot studies being done of the release of those male mosquitoes carrying those bacteria, and see the impact that it does create. I mean, obviously first controlled, but I would totally see it as a finalized thing.
Remind our listeners, we're talking with Maytel Benar and Asaf Vital, young entrepreneurs for American Ben-Gurion University in the Negev. And they were working on the Trojan Mosquito Project. If someone wants to connect with the two of you and the Trojan Mosquito Project, how would they find you?
Instagram. Instagram at igym.bgu1919.
Right.
And also we have our wiki, which is our website. They can just look up WIKI igym. BGU Israel, and they would find us, and they would find the project and everything.
And you're going to connect with me on LinkedIn, both of you, so that
of
people
course.
Can find you on my LinkedIn, right?
Of course.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. We hope you come back again. I also want to thank Eve Rubenstein for setting this up from American Ben-Gurion University. She's quite the talent, very tolerant person. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs. Thanks, guys.